This is KUT. Amazon is looking to open a second headquarters somewhere in North America. Dozens of cities are lobbying the company to pick them. KUT's Jimmy Moss took a look at what would, could, perhaps happen if Amazon were to pick Austin.
Let's get this out of the way. Amazon's second headquarters is not coming here. Yet. And I am well aware that this is purely speculative piece based on a what-if scenario that may never happen. But it's fairly rare when one of the most valuable companies in the world decides to set up shop somewhere, or in this case, a second shop, promising as many as 50,000 jobs over 15 years.
Without question, the competition is going to be fierce.
That's Mike Berman with the Austin Chamber of Commerce. He could be talking about the bidding process to lure Amazon, but he is not. In fact, he won't. Instead, he's just talking about the competition to get you to listen to this story.
We did an initial search, media search, and within 5 days, we saw 1,600 stories in the media representing a potential reach of about $1.2 billion, and that was just in 5 days.
So yeah, a lot of people are thinking the same thing. What if Amazon came here?
Amazon, if we win this in Austin, Amazon could be responsible alone for about half the growth in the tech sector by itself, quite apart from all of the other employment effects that such a move would have. It would really be a big deal for Austin.
That's Bruce Kellison, director of the Bureau of Business Research at the IC Squared Institute at UT Austin. The growth he's talking about is job growth. Kellison helped me with some back-of-the-envelope calculations. Right now, the Austin area has about 200,000 tech workers, roughly a fifth of its workforce. He says, conservatively, Amazon could bring in about 3,300 employees a year as they ramp up a second headquarters. That means one company could be creating the same number of technology jobs for the area as all of the city's other tech employers each year.
Austin is a technology hub anyway. We're already a tech center in the United States, and we rank with the most actively growing tech centers in the country. And we're already growing the tech sector at about 2% a year in the labor force.
It's Austin's technology core that gives the city a viable shot at landing Amazon's so-called HQ2. After all, two of Amazon's criteria are strong job growth and the right labor pool. As it happens, Austin's talent pool is nearly tailor-made for Amazon's software engineering needs.
If you look at the data that we've developed here at IC Squared, software since the year 2010, software is leading the pack in tech employment. So we'd be building on strength. Austin's strength right now is in software.
And if all of those jobs were to come, they would inevitably create more jobs for Austin, stretching far beyond technology.
We know that tech jobs attract a large number of supporting jobs in professional and business services. So somebody coming in at that salary level is going to be spending a lot of disposable income in the area on entertainment and the other amenities that Austin offers.
They'll be needing doctors, buying homes, and groceries. And speaking of groceries, if Amazon comes and the project is completed, it would become the biggest private employer in the city. Perhaps, again speculating, three times its closest competitor, HEB. Amazon already employs more than 6,000 workers in the Austin area between its service center in San Marcos and Whole Foods, Amazon bought last month. Only the state of Texas would employ more Austin area residents. The city also scores well in other criteria Amazon's considering, like quality of life.
We have a lot of sunshine and lakes and easy access to parks and biking, and it's a very active community.
That's Mike Berman from the Chamber of Commerce, not talking about the Amazon bid, just generally discussing Austin.
You've just got a big concentration of highly educated and wonderful, talented people that is very attractive to companies. So that's a big plus.
And even though you might disagree if you live here already, Austin is still seen as very affordable.
You have a very strong economy here in the Austin area and in the entire region. And I think that's a big driver. And part of that also is in terms of the cost structure compared to other areas like Seattle or Silicon Valley or the East Coast. Austin still has a cost advantage in terms of housing prices and other costs, business costs, and having less corporate taxes, and in fact, no state income tax.
But what exactly would it take to really get Amazon to come here? In Amazon's list of criteria, one that was not written down but might have a pivotal role in where the company ends up is economic incentives. Think of incentives as the steroids for competition between metropolitan areas. They come in many forms, state and city tax breaks or rebates in return for bringing a certain number of jobs or economic activity to the area. Since the competition is fierce between cities, Berman says in deals like this one, but not this specific one because he's not talking about this specific one, incentives are almost always required. But he says Austin really hasn't had to sweeten the pot too much for companies in the past.
The city of Austin in the last, say, 10 to 12 years has really only done 21 incentive deals. There might be a perception that Austin does a lot of these deals, but in reality, there's, again, 21 incentive deals in the last 10 to 12 years. So it's really not that many. And other communities around the state have done significantly more.
And while he wouldn't elaborate on what Austin is doing, Berman did say this very general, non-committal statement about Amazon.
This is getting a lot of attention, and a lot of communities have already publicly said that they're going to put their best foot forward. And absolutely, the competition will be very intense for this.
See you at the ribbon cutting. Maybe. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.